I am starting to get mildly upset with my grandfather. I guess my grandmother is also complicit. You see, if they had been confused about the nature of men and women, I might not be here suffering the stupidity of modern society. Stupidity, he writes. And he means it. Some call it woke, but I call it plain, unmitigated stupidity that is sweeping the planet. The latest iteration seems to be burlesque for babies, imprinting on the minds of infants the confused and confusing gender misconceptions of a broken humanity. In the beginning, the Creator made us male and female with the intent that we would populate the earth with rational, compassionate, intelligent beings capable of managing the awesome gift of the earth sustainably, time without end. Because the Creator is love, and because love cannot exist in the absence of choice, He gave His human creatures the capacity to choose. In other words, He created free moral agents. Very early in their careers, our first parents met up with the enemy of all creation, intent on spoiling the Creator's plans and His pristine creation. In a short beginning to a tragic story that has now been told in a variety of genres for thousands of years, our first parents bought the line of the enemy and sold out to him. That is to say, they abdicated their throne, gave up their control of the earth, and turned over their jurisdiction to the enemy, who ever since has been wreaking havoc, not only on the human race, but on the entire ecosystem. Hence, we have a gradual and irreversible breaking down of virtually every mechanism that sustains life and makes it pleasant on this planet. You've heard of climate change, generally understood to be anthropogenic. You've experienced new and frightening diseases, source unknown, cure unknown. You've experienced, at least vicariously, devastating storms. You've felt the pain of separation. All because our first parents turned over their management of the earth to the author of all pain and destruction. And there is more to come. The Creator did not leave us in the dark just because we chose the father of all lies to rule this earth instead of keeping the job ourselves. We have been warned. Said the prophet, in the last days perilous times will come with much of the peril sourced in the twisted lives of broken but restorable humanity. We see it, we feel it, we smell it happening. If you can find another rational explanation for the turmoil and turbidity, confusion and cupidity of modern society, good luck. There are 2 billion or more souls on this orb who have some concept of Jesus Christ. You should quit your bickering and listen to what Jesus has to say about the time of our lives. Be careful that you are not deceived, because the usurper, knowing his days are numbered, will be even more active and intent on your destruction. As the end of the age of evil approaches, the love of most will grow cold. But stand firm to the end and you will be saved to enjoy the age to come. Expect storms. Expect famines. Expect earthquakes. Expect times of distress such as have not been seen since the beginning of the world. Expect wars. All increasing in number and intensity as the labor pains on a woman about to give birth. Any good news? Certainly. Keep watch. Be constantly on guard. Be on guard against the lies of the destroyer. His only pleasure and full intent is to destroy you, to take you to annihilation with him. Endure to the end of the age and be saved. Keep watch, because you don't know the day or the hour. And keep watch over your children. Burlesque for babies? Never. My grandparents were right. They at least understood the beautiful, creator-planned difference between men and women, and they celebrated the difference. By the way, I leave you a few words from the ancients that should cheer us on our way through these troubled times to the age to come. My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 16:9, 10a, 11.